Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today I choose to hear your voice and live. Today I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by the Alan Churchill Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G 1W0. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking from First Baptist Church in Perth. Welcome to today's show. My message this morning is entitled, I Can't Live With Myself, Let Alone Love Myself. How do I move forward? Friends, that's a comment that I often hear from people on the streets or people within my church. They say, Juliet, help, my life's a mess. I can't live with myself. I can't live with my past. How do I move forward? Well, friends, take courage and take good cheer. The Lord is with us, and he says, in Christ there is no condemnation. And so he will make a way for us to move forward from our past. But it will be helpful today to look at two different biblical characters who were both probably very ashamed of their past. And it will be useful to look at them and to see that our past actually does not disqualify us from following God. Instead, it actually qualifies us to follow him. Did you catch that? Our messy past does not disqualify us from being a Christ follower. Rather, it actually qualifies us, because God came as the great physician for the sick. Or in the words of Christ, he came for the tax collector and the prostitute. You see, in the words of Matthew chapter 5, we're blessed when we're at the end of our rope, when our lives are a mess, because then there can finally be less of us and more room for God. God is on the lookout for people with a messed up life. And he delights and he specializes in transforming that life. He delights and he's an expert in redeeming our mistakes and our past. And we know that he's making all things new. And so stay with me this morning as we look at two different characters. One's a man and one's a woman. We're going to learn from their messy lives that God has plans for them. But first, I want us to listen to the Cathedrals, who sing that classic song, Saved, Saved.
Stepped out on the Galilee shore. A man who was needy cried out to the Lord. For years he'd been bound up in shackles and chains. When Jesus had spoken, the man gladly proclaimed,
I'm saved, saved, wondrously saved. My soul has been rescued from death and the grave.
I'm saved, saved,
gracefully saved. His love now abounds and my spirit set free.
For years I had dwelt in the tombs of despair. To live or to die, at times didn't care. My life lay in ruin, my heart wrapped in sin. But I met the Savior and my
saved, saved, wondrously saved. My soul has been rescued.
rescued from death and the grave.
I'm saved, saved, gracefully saved.
His love now abounds and my spirit set free.
No longer a slave, I'm a child of the King.
I'm an heir to my Father who owns everything. The life I once lived
is heaven but lost.
My sins have been covered. I'm a blind on the cross.
I'm saved, saved, wondrously saved.
My soul has been rescued from death and the grave.
I'm saved, saved, gracefully saved.
His love now abounds and my spirit.
Welcome back to today's show. We're looking today at what to do when our lives are messy and we're ashamed of our past. And perhaps you're listening and you're deeply ashamed of your past and you don't feel like God can love you, let alone use you in life. Perhaps you committed a felony or a crime in your past, or perhaps you had an affair on your spouse, or you betrayed your best friend. There's something that you're ashamed of, and you've really messed up your life. Well, I want you to keep listening with me, because God can make all things new. And in the words of Jeremiah 29, He has plans to prosper you and give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. Let's look first at a man who had a very messy past, but that God used mightily. There was a day that Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross the Sea of Galilee and let's head off to the region of the Decapolis." And friends, that was a region that was full of Greek pagans. The disciples of Jesus must have been shocked, and they didn't want to go there. They thought surely Jesus had come to minister in Israel, and Israel alone. But Jesus said, "No, we've got to get into the boat." And so Luke 8 describes how they were in the boat on a journey. And for the Israelites, the Sea of Galilee was really like the abyss. It was a scary place to travel. And indeed, a storm erupted. But in the Gospel of Luke, we see that Jesus had the power to still the storm. Well, finally, the disciples and Jesus Christ arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. And Luke 8 tells us that as soon as Jesus Christ stepped out of the boat and onto land, a man appeared who had demons. For a long time he had lived amongst the tombs, and he had worn no clothes, and he had been cutting himself, and he had been in chains, but his chains had been mangled because he had been wrenching them apart. This man is described in three Gospels. He's described in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now, this man immediately fell down at the feet of Jesus Christ. And he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High?" You see, that was the demon inside him crying out. Even the demons have faith. Do you notice that? But in this case, as all cases, the demons don't have saving faith. And so the demons threw this man on the ground and he cried out, "Son of Man, what are you going to do with us?" And they begged Jesus Christ not to torment them. I wonder if you feel like this man from the tombs. I wonder if you have felt ashamed or tormented and you've been living in isolation all by yourself or in dark places, just like this man must have. Well, keep listening with me, because I want you to see what Jesus does with this man. Jesus casts out the demons because he has that power. And as the account describes, he casts those demons into a herd of pigs. Instantly, the man with the demons became whole. He was filled with peace and joy, and he sat at Christ's feet, and he was of right mind. And everyone around who watched this were afraid, for they had seen the work of God. Now keep listening to see how God uses this man despite his messy past. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, continues. This man asked Jesus to go with the disciples and to get into the boat. But Jesus said to him, "No, I want you to return to your home, and I want you to declare how much God has done for you." Do you know why that is so incredible? That's Jesus Christ commissioning this man to be an evangelist. 15 minutes earlier, he was out of his mind, demon-possessed. And now God is saying, sign up to be an evangelist. You see, God can use anyone. God is an expert of redeeming us and of bringing us into a new and exciting destiny for him. And that's on offer for you as well today. If you can relate to this man and you're deeply ashamed and you've been living in dark places, come to the feet of Jesus Christ, just like this man did. And he will give you peace. And he will give you hope. And then he will even give you a destiny in Jesus' name. Now, in a few minutes when we return, I want to talk to you about a woman with a messy past. But first, let's listen to a beautiful song entitled Above All.
Above all kingdoms, above all. Crucified, laid behind stone.
Welcome back to today's show. Today, I'm talking about how to move forward when we've made a mess of our lives. And I want us to look at a story recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. It's a historical account of Jesus' interaction with a woman with a messy past. Now at dawn, says the Gospel of John, chapter 8, at dawn Jesus Christ appeared in the temple courts. People gathered around him and they sat down and they listened to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Well, teachers of the law, that would be the religious folk, and the Pharisees, they brought into Jesus Christ a woman caught in adultery. Now, in the law of Moses, an adulteress should be stoned. But I want you to keep listening with me to see how Jesus reacts. Jesus looked at this woman with great compassion, and he saw past her mistakes. He saw past her errors. He saw in her a future. And he says the most wonderful thing. He says to the accusers, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone." Well, his listeners were shocked because they were planning to stone this woman. But one by one, they dropped their stones. And then Jesus looks at the woman and he says, "Where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?" And then he replies to the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." This is the best news going, friends. Jesus Christ knew perfectly this woman's past. But he's calling her to move forward with him. And notice he says, leave your life of sin. It is important that we leave our lives of sin behind. We can't carry them with us forward if we travel with Jesus Christ. So he's calling us to leave our sin behind, but to follow him. And Jesus openly broke the law that day. Because instead of passing judgment on the woman, he passed judgment on the judges of the woman. And this is an important caution for the church today. The church needs to be a safe place for people to come. It needs to be a place where they will come to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. So perhaps you're listening and you're saying to yourself, "Juliet, I'm like that woman. Or I'm like the man you described earlier, the man who lived in the tombs. My life's a mess. How do I move forward?" Well, friends, the recipe has been the same for over 2,000 years. You need to come to Jesus Christ. You need to come to him. You need to surrender him, to him rather. And you need to sit at his feet. And he will then teach you and guide you into your destiny. Now, if you're still doubting that this is possible, if you're still saying to yourself, "He can't use me. My life is hopeless. I've made too big a mess. My mistake is too big. Surely God can't love me. Surely God can't help me." Well, if that's what you're thinking, I want you to listen to this list of characters or personalities from the Bible and listen to their obstacles. Here we go. Noah was a drunk, and Abraham was too old. Isaac was a daydreamer. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly, and Joseph was abused. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson had long hair and was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah preached whilst naked. Jonah ran right from God. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Martha worried about everything under the sun. The Samaritan woman was divorced. Zacchaeus was far too small. Paul was far too religious. Timothy had an ulcer, and Lazarus was dead. And yet, God used every single one of them in mighty ways for His glory alone. God can use anyone. God can do anything. Come to Him. And in the words of Isaiah 61, He will take your ashes and redeem them and transform them into beauty. He will give you beauty for ashes. Come to Him. Surrender your past. You see, people often want to give God their present and their future, but they want to hold on to their past. They want to keep it to themselves, and they want to pull it out every now and then. And in the words of Joyce Meyer, have a pity party. They want to hold on to that past. They just can't let it go. But you need to come to Jesus Christ with loose hands, hands that loosely hold your past. And you need to put that past before Jesus and give that to Him. And you will find in the words of Romans 8 that in Christ there is no condemnation. For through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Friends, God is making all things new, and that includes you and me. And I'm going to close with beautiful verses from Psalm 103 to reassure you and to remind you that God can make use of you despite your past. Because your past does not disqualify you from following God, it qualifies you. Here we go, Psalm 103. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our sins from us. And as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You this hour. We come to You not just with our present, but with our past. And Lord, we give You our past right now in Jesus' name, and we say, redeem it. We say, forgive it. We say, transform it for Your glory. We are truly sorry for the errors of our past. And we ask that You would have mercy on us this day and that You would redeem us. And God, we ask that You will lead us boldly into the future with a destiny in You alone. I pray this hour that the woman or the man who has been entangled in sin or weighed down by their past, that right now they'd be set free by Jesus Christ. And that they would realize that their past mistakes don't disqualify them from following You, but rather qualify them. God, go ahead of us and take us into the future. Make all things new and give us beauty for our ashes. And receive all the glory throughout. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio.